From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Italian authorities said Monday they were taking care of more than 15,000 people left homeless by the country's most powerful earthquake in nearly 40 years. Sunday's 6.6 magnitude tremor did not result in any deaths. The third powerful quake in just over 2 months had left thousands of homes in ruins or structurally unsafe and has emptied a string of villages and small towns across the country's mountainous central regions.
Noi ricostruiremo tutto.
Prime Minister Matteo Renzi vowed to build houses, churches, and businesses. Many had already fled surrounding areas following an August 24th quake that killed nearly 300 people. Syrian state television reports Syrian insurgents have kept up their shelling of government-controlled areas of Aleppo, killing numerous people, including children. The tight siege has been in place since July, and rebels held eastern Aleppo, trapping nearly 275,000 civilians. Vietnam has reported its first case of microcephaly, likely linked to the mosquito-borne Zika virus. A four-month-old girl with an abnormally small head was born in central Vietnam to a mother confirmed to have had the virus when she was pregnant. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has vowed not to let a growing political crisis of confidence in her administration undermine the nation's national security. Revelations regarding an influence-peddling scandal involving a longtime friend of the president's have seriously damaged her hold on power and credibility. This is VOA News. U.S. law enforcement officials say FBI investigators knew weeks ago that emails found in a separate investigation may be related to the email case of Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, but did not reveal the discovery until Friday, just 11 days before the presidential election. The Clinton campaign and Democrats were pleased when the FBI in July said Clinton did not violate the law while she was Secretary of State by using a private computer system for emails. Clinton vowed to campaign on in the race against her opponent, Republican candidate Donald Trump.
So no matter what they throw at us in these last days, we're not going to back down. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to get knocked off course because we know how much this election matters.
Trump, meanwhile, has spoken out against since the latest news broke out about the emails, calling Clinton corrupt.
Public corruption is a grave and profound threat to a democracy. Government corruption spreads outward like a cancer and infects the operations of government itself.
The presidential election will be held November 8th, and according to the voter survey aggregator Real Clear Politics, puts Clinton ahead of Trump by over 4%. The European Union and Canada have signed a long-delayed free trade agreement in Brussels aimed at boosting growth and jobs. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signed the Comprehensive and Economic Trade Agreement along with the heads of EU institutions. After the signing, the European Commission president spoke to reporters.
Today we've signed two agreements that not only symbolize our commitment to a shared future, but also set a common project that will improve the lives of millions of Canadians and Europeans.
The new trade agreement will remove 99% of customs duties between Canada and the 28-member European bloc. Pope Francis goes to Sweden today to commemorate the Protestant Reformation, when Sweden became a grim place for Catholics, many being punished by deportation or death. Sweden is now considered a bastion of tolerance, with the Lutheran Church losing members. UNICEF says one in seven of the world's children is exposed to pollution levels six or more times higher than international standards set by the World Health Organization. Some 2 billion children live in regions where outdoor air pollution exceeds the WHO's minimum air quality guidelines, with 620 million of those children living in South Asia. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.